Two words on the matter of BOST and the sale of the 5 million litres of off-spec products. I want to reiterate that even though investigations have been concluded by the security agencies and the National Petroleum Authority, a 9-member committee under the chairmanship of Dr. Lawrence Dakwa, head of the Petroleum Engineering Department of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, has been set up by the Minister for Energy. Amongst others, the committee is tasked with making recommendations to ensure that we put the era of contaminated and off-spec products behind us by tackling issues such as the integrity of the pipeline infrastructure, improving pipeline operations and maintenance, continuous training and skills upgrade of pipeline operators, and implementing improved standard operating procedures, including the controlled evacuation and disposal of products under the direct supervision of the National Petroleum Authority. The program for introducing the free secondary high school policy has been spelt out in a series of public engagements by the Minister for Education. They've set up a secretariat, they've set up an implementation committee, and he himself has engaged the media and public opinion several times. He's about to do so in the course of the next week, 10 days again, to set out exactly what the roadmap is that will bring the policy into play. What he has said is that it will be available to those who gain access to senior secondary school in the public sector. That is the principle. I don't know that there's been a shift in the goalposts as far as cutoff is concerned. What I've heard, and I think it is correct, is that the policy will avail those who are accepted in the senior high schools. It's gone further, because on these matters too, you will always be involved in issues of equity like what you're raising. To say that the policy that is being devised by the Ministry of Education is that the so-called elite schools in Ghana are going to be required to reserve 30% of places in them to those schools that come from, if you like, more disadvantaged backgrounds and locations. So the effort to try and create some kind of a balance in what is being proposed is one that is engaging all of our attention, and it must engage all of our attention. An educational part of the reason why I've been so insistent on the free senior high schools and an educational system which is, if you like, class or group driven, where only people who have money can guarantee the successful education of their children and then perpetuate that, is one that's creating a society that ultimately is not stable or tenable. We have to have a Ghana where all the talents have an opportunity to be able to come to the fore. And therefore, you have to create a system where opportunities are widespread and they're not confined or restricted to one group of people or to one class of people.
President Akufo-Addo.